Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Our Black and Gold minicamp breakdown continues. We're also getting ready to watch Stanley Cup Finals. Game number 4 this evening, right, gentlemen?
Yeah, they're
up Panthers up 2-1 in the series.
2-1, yeah. And so,
it's funny that the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup is exactly the same right now.
And let me tell you why the Canadians are ass backwards. Okay,
and then tell us, Cannon.
And you might be like,
he's well, right.
So why are you hating on the Canadians? Because if you look at the Cajun history, Acadie, which is Nova Scotia, really, if I look back to my roots, 18th century, 17th century, it's French Canadian. But you know what? The Americans would never do this. If you have a rival, you have a rival. Okay, look at the NHL. You have the Winnipeg Jets. You got Calgary.
Toronto.
To Toronto, the Maple Leafs. Look at all. You look at all the Canadian, as best of the best. And they all cheering for Edmonton. You know why? Because they jealous. They like it because United States' little brother. We not cheering.
Stanley Cup starved in Canada.
If you the Tampa Bay Lightning, you ain't cheering for no damn Florida Panthers.
Right.
Or whoever you think. I don't know enough.
Me, but, New Jersey Devils fan. Never would I root for the New York Rangers.
Exactly. But you know what? It's all of a sudden... You look at all these Canadian cities, Toronto, which is the New York City of Canada, Vancouver, whatever. They're like, go Oilers, go. They just want to win. That's sad.
They're just desperate to get the cup back in the country.
Yeah, and it just shows you that they still. I'm not making any political statement here, but Canada is America's little brother. Listen, I'm glad that Canada thinks like we do, Western European influence and all that comes about. But Canada is a fine country, but it'll never, never be the United States. Now, they have, everybody has pros and cons. Whether you're going north of the border to south of the border, you'll never be the United States. I don't care if you're Canada, Mexico. No, you know, the moral of the story is you need to be on our side. I'm just telling you. But that's why I want to look for professional franchises when you, like, okay.
Now, they've got an NBA championship more lately than they have a Stanley Cup championship.
Yes, Toronto Raptors.
Right.
Listen, I like a champion. I like a champion. But if you're a rival... If you're a rival, and they take pride in hockey.
Montreal.
Montreal, Canadiens. Montreal, Alouettes. the CFL, whatever.
Quebec.
Quebecois. That's all fine and dandy. Canada is a beautiful country. But you cannot be all for one, one for all when it comes to supporting different cities to win a championship.
They're just trying to take big bad America down.
That's why, you know what I love him more than anything? It ain't Boston Bruins, Philadelphia Flyers, Pittsburgh Penguins, Florida. The Rangers, whatever. They don't have no damn ice in Sunshine, Florida.
Miami.
The Florida Panthers, that's Fort Lauderdale, Miami. Come on. Now you got a bunch of Yankees that move on the Florida coast.
That's got to be killing the Canadians, too. There's not even ice in Florida.
Exactly. And they not only win the game, they whip your ass in a fight. All I know is...
We outscored you and we outfisted you.
Yes, the Edmonton Oilers are picking fights with the Florida Panthers and they're getting their ass kicked, not only in the game, but in the fight. Just watch it. Watch the Stanley Cup. I love it. Because the referees, this day and age, they don't never let you fight. But you don't want to pique your interest. It's like you watch NASCAR or whatever. I want to watch a car wreck or what's going to happen.
Sure.
Or Formula One, whatever might come about. No, it's not necessarily always good. But it's just the way your mind works as a human being. Oh, whoa, look at this. This is like, that's crazy. Well, all I know is the NHL, you better never nip fighting in the bud. When we had the New Orleans Brass here, hockey, yeah. We don't have ice down here. Well, you know what fans would tell me? Oh, man, I like it when they let them fight. So, you know, let them fist the cup. Now, somebody.
It's like back in the days of high school. It's like, oh, fight, and everyone crowds around.
Yeah, now somebody falls down, and then, okay, let me go
break it up. Right.
Yeah,
let them tire each other out.
Let them fight a little bit, because look at the NHL.
Yeah, you go to the penalty box.
Yes, and they talk crap to one another. No, that's a good thing. I'm intrigued. Watch the Stanley Cup. To me, it's exciting, and... I mean, it's not football, but it's physicality.
Right.
I think in the Deep South, I think we love physicality, how they check each other and all that. No, you might not like the NBA and the finesse and all that, but if you like physicality, watch NHL Stanley Cup.
We're going to check in on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. You can sound off as well, 504-260-1870. Jimmy and Gretna on the line talking Saints in the CWS. What is going on today, Jimmy? Welcome to the show.
Hey, look, and back to what y'all were saying about Gail Benson. She needs to find a good man because, look, yeah, she can buy everything. She's been great for the city, but she ain't got no kids. So I know Bobby's married. I'm married. Steve, you're married. Charlie, you might have to throw your hat in the ring and do what you got to do, man, because you know some New Yorkers
are going to... She's too old to have kids. Come on, Jimmy.
Listen, Lausha and all them, they're going to keep the Saints here. We know that, but like Bobby said... Seattle, Kansas City, and Vegas. That's why we can't lose Zion. You're seeing what the Pacers are doing. You have to have a star, whether we like it or not. So, yeah, Charlie, you got to throw your hat in there in the ring.
I'm not convinced the Pelicans are going anywhere, Jimmy. It's just the NBA is going to expand to 32 before they relocate any franchises.
All right. I hope you're right. Listen, either way, some New Yorkers are going to buy this team up and keep the Saints here, but we'll see what happens with the NBA. Speaking of hats, Bobby, I saw you at the training camp. You had the big old brown Nick Saban hat.
It was actually from Australia. It was an Australian hat.
From El Chapo style, man. I was like, whoa, is that El Chapo or is that Bobby Abreu, the cannon? I was trying to catch up to you, but you were so fast. It was so hot you had to get out of there.
Right. But, it was hot.
Listen, yeah, and look, I was hanging out with Hunter Decker's family and some Iowa Western people. I was hanging out with them underneath the tree because it was so dang hot, but they were there. That's the cool thing about those mini camps. And I know last year they didn't let the fans come over there, but it's good for us and it's good for the players. And like you guys were saying earlier in the show, Kendre Miller's got a lot to prove. Isaiah Foskey, yet again, I'm bringing his name up, Bobby, because never draft a Notre Dame player. I'm sorry. I know Joe Montana. I know they had a couple flashes in the pan, but for a legendary program like that to provide so many duds in the NFL, it's like, explain to me, where is Foskey at? And yeah, I'm not going to
be
surprised.
Well, we got to wait and see, Jimmy. We got to wait and see. We haven't seen if he can beat a lineman to rush the passer and if he's standing up and if he's better. I know he's going to have an opportunity. You know the one thing about having patience with Foskey? Let me tell you why. Because you might say the Saints scouting organization drafted him. You know who they drafted? And they never really had a chance on the field? I'd say overall, for sure, one of them. Caden Ellis. Okay, Caden Ellis from Utah. what, he goes to the Falcons, he's the best linebacker they have, and he's a stud. But you know even more, Zach Bond.
Man.
From Wisconsin.
Unbelievable.
Zach Bond is like NFL Defensive Player of the Year. He's a special team stud for us. Caden Ellis is but so that's why I'm like, okay, well, maybe we have to just put Foskey in the right situation to succeed.
Hopefully Brandon Staley can unlock something there.
Yeah, because
We haven't seen it.
Because that would be a shame, because then that's coaching. You know, scouting department, you get the players here, but you're not showing how you're going to play them. So that's why I give the scouting department the benefit of the doubt. With Caden Ellis and Zach Bond. Well, that'd be more the coaching staff of why their ass ain't in the game.
Look at a guy like Trey Hendrickson. My wife's like, can we get him back over here? I'm like, we can't afford that, baby.
Well, Trey Hendrickson of more is like where you were drafted. They went with Davenport versus Trey Hendrickson,
right.
Where you drafted. But in hindsight, yeah, we paid the wrong guy, you know.
We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk. When we get back, get into some college baseball talk. Joe Healy, writer and podcaster for D1Baseball.com, joins us. We'll be back right after this on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And also Charlie Long running Master Control doing our black and gold mini camp breakdown. Going to get into some audio here with wide receiver Chris Olave. And this is part of the homework assignment, actually, Cajun Cannon, you gave me about our top 5 to 10 players that are under 28 or under that are on this team.
Like top five. We can elaborate more. That'd be a good thing also end of July, early August to talk about, like, because the future is not Cam Jordan. It's not DeMario Davis.
No, we know. They're winding down.
It's not even Alvin Kamara. We're talking about, like, 28 or under, whatever. So we can elaborate, and we can a little bit, but, like, top five, next five, or who's in the conversation? Because that's the difference, that you have an opportunity to win year in and year out. You know, it's not like it's a flash in the pan. Oh, we had an unbelievable season, and we got on a roller coaster, where all of a sudden you can have maybe a handful of years that whoa, the Saints are always in the hunt.
Right.
Well, you have to have those young cats because of the salary cap, all that, that they work out. And hopefully that's the case. And we'll talk a lot about that going forward because that's the meat and potatoes of the team.
Yeah, well, that was one of the players for me. I was mentioning with Chris Olave. He would be in my top five of that for
without
the Saints
a doubt,
right now.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. We need him to be. We need him to be like, we need him to be, okay, a number of teams that might be a number two receiver, but he's still a legit start at the highest level.
For sure. For us, for damn sure.
For us, he got to be the damn number one. And what he can build upon, obviously, stay healthy and make contested catches.
We'll get back into that list right after this, Cajun Cannon. Right now, we're going to welcome in Joe Healy, writer and podcaster for D1Baseball.com. Some busy time going on right now as we get ready for the start of the College World Series starting tomorrow. Joe, thanks so much for the time. How the heck have you been doing?
I'm doing pretty well. It's a busy time, but it's the best time of year. College World Series here, no better place to be than Omaha. So excited to be joining you guys again.
Yeah, seeing Jay Johnson right now, he looks like a kid in a candy store, just glowing, floating on air, being in Omaha with the Tigers right now. And, you know, a lot of people I've seen have been kind of questioning, should they be doing reseeding in the College World Series tournament because we've got this – you know, first matchup for LSU baseball taking on Arkansas here. What do you feel about that? Do you think that they need to change the system and kind of reseed these teams when they're going into the College World Series right now?
I don't think so. I mean, I understand that because we did end up this year with like a particularly, you know, stacked bracket with LSU and Arkansas seeing each other so early in this deal. But to me, that's just kind of the way this goes. One of the reasons we love the tournament is that you just don't know. Like, you think you have a good draw, and you might end up it not being that case. Or you think you might have a tough draw, and you end up, you know, getting through it pretty quickly. So I just think that's kind of the give and take of the tournament. So I'm not inclined to change it, although I do understand because of the matchup why, you know, both Jay Johnson and Dave Van Horn might be kind of inclined to say that something should change.
Now, Joe, when you look at everyone wants to get to Omaha, and then I don't know, everyone's intrigued. Okay, what's value? Oh, I want to put a little coin on this. But I mean, to me right now, who would you put that? Now, if you follow baseball, you're definitely aware of these teams. But the casual fan, is it like maybe UCLA and Coastal Carolina? Or who would you put? Because obviously everyone knows LSU, Arkansas. But what's your take like Coastal Carolina, UCLA?
Yeah, Coastal Carolina is to me a team that, look, I wouldn't pick them over, you know, teams like Arkansas and LSU, but that's a team that has what it takes to win this thing. I mean, it has to start with pitching and defense in Omaha, and they have that. You can't give your opponent anything here in Omaha because the park plays big. You're probably not going to score 15 runs a game. You're going to have to win with pitching and defense, and they have that. So they've got that. And the offense is, it's not the most physical offense. It's not the most prolific offense, but what they do really, really well, and I was talking to a scout about this at their conference tournament, that what they do really, really well is they take every little thing you give them. So they go first to third on every single. They go second to home on every single. They make every routine play in the field. They tag up on their fly balls. So they just constantly put pressure on you, and if you give them absolutely anything, they're going to take it and run with it. So I like Coastal in, you know, as the team like kind of behind Arkansas and LSU as a team that I'd feel comfortable saying could win this thing.
Now, what about UCLA? Because now, correct me if I'm wrong, I was telling Charlie Long this, our producer, that, okay, we remember UCLA as always outstanding, unbelievable pitching. They'll play great defense, maybe small ball. They manufacture runs. But my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, I think their top pitcher, ERA, is like four runs or above maybe four runs. And that they more a club that can hit. Now, look, they held UTSA to two runs. But what's your take on UCLA? Because we're not familiar with them in the Deep South.
Joe, I'll pop in here real quick. We talked with Todd Walker the other day, and Todd was on the call for UCLA and UT San Antonio and the Los Angeles Super. And when he kept talking about the LSU-Arkansas preview, because that's what we were really asking him about, he's an SEC analyst, but he said he was so impressed with UCLA this past weekend. They give up two runs in that first inning to UT San Antonio, and then are just locked down for the rest of the weekend. It gets a, you know, potential Cinderella story there. So, yeah, I wanted to get your thoughts on UCLA, because you know, once again, everyone's talking about LSU and Arkansas, but they could kind of be the snake in the grass.
Yeah, I think that they're an interesting team because they're pretty balanced in a way they haven't always been. So the UCLA that most people think of is the UCLA that won the national title, you know, back in 2013. It was pitching and they didn't score a ton of runs. But you have to remember, that was at a time when they had just changed the bats, the ball didn't travel as much, and that's how you won college baseball games back then. Now we're playing in a more offensive era, so that's part of the reason why UCLA has kind of struggled to adapt. Now, they are a little bit more offensive. They are able to score runs, but they still do a lot of the things well on the mound they've always done. Now, it's going to look different. It's not going to be 96, 97 with hammer-breaking balls and a bunch of strikeouts. Like, they truly are pitchers. It's going to be guys throwing 88 to 91, throwing a bunch of strikes, throwing changeups, filling up the zone, letting their defense work, and their defense is really, really good. A player for them who's fun to watch is Rock Chalowski, their shortstop, who he was at UCLA during some of these down years they've had recently, and now he's enjoying a season as one of the best shortstops in the country. So they've got some star power too. So, you know, they're a team that's got enough balance to get this done, but I'm just not sure with their pitching, with some of these offenses here, the way they pitch it, you know, if they're not locating, if they're not – you know, doing all the little things right, that's a pitching staff you can score on because they're not going to blow you away.
How about the 4 seed in Murray State? Joe, their story has been pretty amazing. And how far do you think Cinderella can advance in the wonderful ball that is the CWS?
Yeah, I mean, they could get past UCLA. Like, I think that's on the table. But the trouble is they're in the bracket with LSU and Arkansas, and right, whoever they face after that is going to be the bigger problem for them. But look, take them lightly at your own peril. Like, you know, it's one thing to go in and, you know, you beat Ole Miss a couple times, and Ole Miss was a flawed team that maybe, you know, got in its head a little bit in that regional final. But then they go, you know, to Duke and do it again. And so now you kind of have to start to look at them different of like, okay, this team is clearly for real. Their offense is what makes them go. And it's such an impressive offense. I was just talking to a coach last week after they had won the super regional about what they do well. And he's, you know, he was like, the thing about it is they do not swing and miss. They don't swing at balls. And then when you put a ball in the zone, they just hammer it. Like, they look for pitches just right in the spot they want them. And if they're not there, they're going to take them. And yeah, occasionally you're going to take some strikes, but they're okay taking pitchers' pitches. They want to find pitches they can hammer. And they've been doing that. Now they're short on the mound. So if you can score, you know, 10, 12 runs or something like that, you maybe can bury them, but their offense is good enough to where I don't really see any team totally shutting them out, just given the way they've swung the bats this postseason. So again, would it take quite a bit for them to make a run in this tournament? Yes, but I think I'm kind of done doubting them just given what they've done so far.
Now, Joe, we all love storylines. I would be like, I don't know, it'd be intriguing. Somehow LSU's playing Arizona. Because of Coach Johnson. And what also intrigues me, because how college sports is changing, it seems like every week or every, you know, 48 hours. And I've said this, look at the ghost of the Pac-12. The legacy of the Pac-12 is still alive and well. Look at the Oregon State Beavers. They were independent. They only had 19 home games. And we all know their past track record. Come on, they've been national champs. Then you look at the Arizona Wildcats. Jay Johnson being there. And then now they're in the Big 12. UCLA's in the Big 10. That don't even sound right when you think of Pac-12. But wouldn't that be like a storyline that I know national media, everybody said, like, LSU versus Arizona, because Jay Johnson, look what he did with Arizona. Well, he got the national championship game, didn't win, but now he wanted to be the best of the best, so he comes to LSU. Well, what's your take on all that breakdown and those teams involved?
Yeah, I mean, it's a reminder that the Pac-12 did not implode because baseball wasn't good enough. They were good enough in baseball. It's all because of TV money and football and things like that, and I get that, but the Pac-12 deserved better as a baseball conference, because you're right. Like, it was a strong conference, and those teams continue to be strong. Oregon could have easily been here, right? Arizona State could have easily been here. It's still the West Coast still plays good college baseball, and might actually in some ways be getting better. You know, some of there's been some coaching changes out West in the last several years that I think have been positive. That there's more support out on the West Coast for some of these teams that, from an administrative standpoint. So, yeah, the Pac-12 did not die because it wasn't good enough in baseball, and this is just another reminder of why that is, and we're getting to see it all over again.
Joe, we've talked to a bunch of different reporters about this seismic SEC showdown between LSU and Arkansas. I don't want to get your take, because if you look at this, we're expecting to see Jay Johnson always keeps it close to vest. We don't know what he's doing on the mound. You can assume that Cade Anderson, who threw on Saturday against West Virginia, a full week off, is going to throw the opener against Arkansas. You can also assume the same thing about Zach Ruth, the Arkansas ace. I wanted to get your thoughts on both teams on the mound. You know, we brought this up earlier in the show that winning game one is so important, because 12 teams have lost game one in Omaha since 1950 and then gone on to win the whole thing. So winning game one is crucial, and it's a huge, huge matchup between LSU and Arkansas this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, and that's one of the superpowers for LSU, is the idea that someone, in order to eliminate LSU, is going to probably have to beat both Anderson and Ianson is just such a tough thing when you say it like that, right? So now, if there's one pitcher that's pitching well enough right now and has a track record to be able to at least beat one of those guys, it is Zach Rude, and he pitched great in the Super Regional, and if he pitches like that again, Arkansas is going to be in that game, right? And I think the other thing that's important there, too, is that, you know, it's a heavy sinker that he leads with, and so I think, you know, if he's pitching well, it's a lot of ground balls, and it makes it hard to put rallies together, because you're going to have to string together, you know, 4, 5, 6 singles to score a crooked number when he's pitching well and putting the ball on the ground. So I do think, though, to your larger point, the team that wins that game and then is able to be in the winner's bracket and maybe stay in the winner's bracket is going to have a huge advantage. And when you consider the pitching that both teams have, because you stay in the winner's bracket, you're not going to tax your pitching. And so, you know, those teams are going to have an advantage given that.
And, Joe, I know you're in Omaha right now. Have you seen the forecast for the next couple of days? How are we doing weather-wise? We're kind of shell-shocked here as LSU fans.
Yeah. Knock on wood, we're doing all right. It's
all
hot,
right.
But, you know, no rain. So we'll take hot as long as it brings no rain with it. So far, so good.
Well, hope you enjoy some Jell-O shots while you're over there. Appreciate the time, Joe. Always great stuff.
All right, fellas. Good to catch up. Talk to you soon.
All right, Joe.
Joe Healy, writer and podcaster at D1Baseball.com, helping us break down the College World Series matchups. LSU versus Arkansas coming up Saturday right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. That's a 6 o'clock first pitch, 5:30 pregame coverage.
Well, it's like a championship game before the championship. I mean, I don't know. You're putting the cart before the horse, so to speak. I don't know. If you love college baseball, out of all the games that are played in Omaha, I mean, I want to see the actual championship. But if I could only watch one game to kick off the tournament.
Hogs versus Tigers.
Without a doubt. Without this, is the game to watch. 6 o'clock Central comes Saturday night.
Right here on WWL. We're going to take a break when we come back. Get to that Chris Olave audio on WWL Saints Radio. Who dat?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, Florida Panthers have taken a 1-0 lead in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. Matthew Tkachuk scoring for the Panthers on a two-man advantage for,
yeah,
for,
yeah,
Florida.
You got to score. When you got the penalty.
And they still got the one-man advantage now. They could score another goal here on the power play.
Right. This you could. Then Edmonton, you know, they're really going to want to fight. They just going to fight, and they're going to fight, and they're going to lose the fight. So they're so humbling.
They were joking Game 3, guys. Like, they were getting their butts kicked, and then they just started throwing down, you know, the gloves and just trying to fight everybody. I'm like, you guys look like clowns.
Well, you could throw down, but if you're going to throw down and start it, you better win it.
They just look stupid.
You can't throw it down and then you lose the fight. And then it just goes to show you, okay, what's popular. And the Stanley Cup, I'm telling you, is an awesome venue. I got introduced to hockey, NHL, because my son, Bo, married a Mizzou girl now in St. Louis. St. Louis Blues. I never ice skated in my life. But to be in that atmosphere, and it's loud, and they embrace the team.
It's constant action, too. That's what's great.
It's awesome. And I always say this, because, you know, you could sit in a suite, and that's all nice and all that. But you know what? If you could do this, instead of being like not the mid-court, what do you call, like the mid-ice, whatever?
Center ice.
But be behind a goal, and you see some of the checks. Then you could see them giving each other the business.
Being up on the glass. It's tough to see the puck. If you're up that close.
But yeah, but so what?
But the intensity, right? Like, you feel the action.
When they checking each other, giving each other the business and the hits. No, I thought, I was one of those like crazy like fans. Let's going back to when I was a young man with the Detroit Red Wings. I'm living in Michigan. I'm like, you know, banging on the thing. It's like, oh, I was getting the adrenaline rush just seeing that. Because you're not exposed to that. Maybe I like physicality and when I witness that, but...
It's very barbaric.
And to show you a championship series, I mean, the who's who, all of a sudden I see Kelsey and Taylor Swift.
Okay.
They're probably hanging out in South Florida. You know, that'd be the thing to do. Let's go to Sunshine, Florida. Let's go to the Florida Panthers game. So, turn it on. TNT right now, I'm just telling you. You can listen to our show for another 10, 12 minutes. Put it on TNT and watching the athleticism of these guys on skate. It's awesome.
We were talking about wide receiver Chris Olave being one of the top five young players on this Saints squad. 28 or 29, you're saying, and younger. 28 and old.
Yeah, yeah. No, 28 and younger. That's why we're going to start a training camp. Look at the roster. And if Kellen Moore, we can build upon this to lay the foundation and you start winning. Because it's not, listen, it might be in the flash in the pan now, like Honey Badger, Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, and all that. No, we need some young cats playing at the highest level that we could count on. So that's why I say like 28 or younger. Who's going to be key significant players that we can count on this year and years to come? And then the younger players you draft, you know, you don't necessarily have to pay them.
I gotta tell you, it was tough making my top five just because I couldn't put a guy like Fuaga in there yet.
No, that's a different opinion. You might have 50% of people put him in there, 50% don't. They go, I want to see
top
more.
Top 10, yes. Top 5,
yes.
I couldn't
do. And then you say, I want to see more of him.
Yes.
No, that is fair, Steve, when you're talking about it. But, like, you know, it's obvious, like Eric McCoy.
No doubt, right.
You know, like Rashid Shaheed.
Another slam dunk, right.
He's like, and I hope he built upon, even though, now, can you play better against the run? Brian Brazee.
Yep, I had him in there, too.
Yeah, so when you look at it like...
Then I was teetering. I didn't know. Alante, for me, was like between in the top five. He's definitely top 10. I just don't know if he's up there in that top five right now.
Right. Now, for instance, even if Cesar Ruiz gets better, he'll still not get better enough, if that's the right English, to be in the top five.
Improve, right.
No, he'll be in the top 10. I don't know about... He's like a starter. But you don't necessarily look at him as like McCoy, like he's dominant. Like Cesar Ruiz, even at his best, he'll not be one of the best guards in the NFL. He ain't no damn Jari Evans or Carl Nix. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So when you look at all the players, like, you know who's an overachiever who's been outstanding with the Saints?
I know.
By value? Carl Granderson.
Absolutely. Definitely top 10, maybe top 5.
Yes. And that we need more Carl Grandisons.
Yeah.
That son of a gun.
No good motor.
No. You know, we need to step up. Come on. We need him to be in the top 10 where we drafted him, Kool-Aid and McKittrick.
Yeah.
We need Kool-Aid to be up there. You know who else? He's not top 5. Move from tackle to guard. We need Trevor Penning to be like Cesar Ruiz.
He's not even top 10, though.
No, but I'm just telling you.
Maybe he could be.
Yes, that's what you have to look for. So it's like where they at now or could be. You know, that makes all the difference. Now, you know, as a young player, we're not familiar with him because he wasn't with us from the get-go.
Justin Reed?
No, Chase Young.
Oh, okay.
Chase Young, it looked like Tarzan. He needs to play like Tarzan, be in the top 5. Think about Chase Young.
Definitely a physical specimen.
Right? But we want defense. You don't want just all one side of the ball. It's offensive defense. You want that balance. So, yeah, there's like Pete Werner. I mean, I think he's kind of overachiever, top 10 or top 5.
Yeah.
Top
10, I have him in.
But, like, you know, I might move on from this cat. We drafted him. We invested in Kendre Miller. He might be.
Yeah, he's not in top 10, unfortunately.
No, he got to do something for it. I mean, it's like, we'll talk about that. No, I got too long-winded. Dad, we're supposed to play something, right?
It's all right. We're going to take a break. Be back with more of Sports Talk as we get closer to the 8 p.m. hour, Cajun Cannon. Be back with more right after this. Back here on Sports Talk, seeing the Florida Panthers put another goal in the net. Was it Matthew Tkachuk again?
Yes.
Putting it in 2-0. He's going for the hat trick tonight in the Stanley Cup Final Game 4 here.
Tkachuk, I know Tkachuk because my son.
Great connection.
His brother-in-law, went to high school with Tkachuk and Jason Tatum.
That's a pretty impressive high
school. Remember last year, I was like, whoa. You talk about you go to the prom or you go to graduation. You know what's unbelievable? One high school, Tkachuk and Jason Tatum, they all like hanging out.
Two champions.
And then all of a sudden, you got the NBA championship and the Stanley Cup winner. No, I was like, whoa, that's pretty impressive.
This coming in late to the show, guys. Antonio Brown, good old Antonio Brown, back in the news. He's wanted by authorities in Miami-Dade County on criminal charge of attempted murder related to a shooting at a celebrity boxing event in May. Reports are he allegedly punched a man, appeared to grab a security guard's gun, fired 2 shots at the guy running towards him. The victim said he was grazed in the neck. Surveillance and cell phone video appear to have captured the altercation.
Well, if you graze someone, in the neck, you're trying to shoot him in the head. Now we gotta wait. Innocent till proven guilty. Not guilty, and you gotta prove you're innocent.
Sure.
Innocent till proven guilty. Now, supposedly, what they were trying to rob him.
That's what Antonio Brown claims, right?
Okay, Antonio Brown still. He's one of the craziest NFL players in history. He might be the craziest. And I played with some.
I was going to say, you played with a pretty crazy receiver yourself.
Yeah, with Dre. Bad Moon. but there's different level of craziness. You know, you could be outlandish, bizarre, and all that. And then there's crazy, then there's crazier. No, Antonio Brown.
But damn, is he talented.
How many players you've ever witnessed? Yes, very talented. I don't know, just freak out in the middle of a football game. I'm leaving the bench. I'm taking off my pads.
Throwing my jersey in the stands.
And I'm saying, screw it. I don't know. Has any other player done that in history? I don't think so. I mean, no. That's why Antonio Brown might be the craziest of the crazy players you've seen in NFL history.
Well, Cajun Cannon, that was a good mini camp we got to see. Got the day off today for some team building. We'll be back at it soon enough, though. End of July for training camp. That's a wrap on today's show. Have a good night, everyone. Cajun Cannon, say your due to the Houdat Nation.
All right. Bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Go, Saints. Florida Panthers, go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.